Hi, my name's Dr. Emily Shepherd, and I'm from the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute and also the University of Adelaide, South Australia. And on behalf of my co-authors, I'm pleased to provide a short summary of our recently published paper titled Neonatal Magnesium Sulfate for Neuroprotection: A Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis. And this is now available open access in Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. Currently, therapeutic hypothermia or cooling is the only evidence-based therapy shown to decrease infant death or major long-term neurodevelopmental disability in early neonatal encephalopathy of suspected hypoxic ischemic origin. However, not all treated infants benefit. And evidence supporting the efficacy of cooling, specifically in low- and middle-income countries, is also uncertain. There is therefore an urgent and unmet need for alternative and adjuvant therapies in low and middle income countries and high income countries, respectively. As a decade has passed since the last comprehensive evaluation of the evidence base, we aim to determine the effects of neonatal magnesium sulfate in perinatal asphyxia and/or HIE on death and long-term neurodevelopmental disability. This was a systematic review of randomized trials with meta-analysis and also non-randomized studies. These studies were assessing magnesium sulfate for treating perinatal asphyxia and/or HIE in neonates at least 35 weeks gestation. And our primary review outcomes were neonatal death and the composite outcome of death or long-term major neurodevelopmental disability. We were able to include 25 randomized controlled trials involving over 2,000 infants and a further four non-randomized studies involving almost 900 infants. 23 of the included studies were conducted across different low and middle-income countries. Focusing on our primary outcomes, in randomized trials, reductions in neonatal death with magnesium sulfate versus placebo or no treatment, and magnesium sulfate combined with melatonin versus melatonin alone were observed. However, no difference in neonatal death was seen for magnesium sulfate with cooling versus cooling alone, or magnesium sulfate versus phenobarbital. Considering our secondary primary outcome, no reductions in death or long-term neurodevelopmental disability were observed with magnesium sulfate versus placebo or no treatment, or magnesium sulfate with cooling versus cooling alone. The evidence certainty across all our primary outcome findings was considered low to very low due to risk of bias of the included trials and imprecision of the findings associated with small sample sizes. We did observe reductions in several short-term adverse outcomes with magnesium sulfate, and I encourage listeners to refer to the full paper for these findings. So, given the uncertainty of the current evidence base, we do believe that further robust neonatal magnesium sulfate research is justified. This may include high-quality studies to determine its standalone effects in low- and middle-income countries and its effects with or after cooling in high-income settings. To summarize, we found that magnesium sulfate in perinatal asphyxia and HIE may reduce neonatal death. We found that magnesium sulfate combined with cooling may be no more effective than cooling alone. And the effects of magnesium sulfate on death or long-term neurodevelopmental disability are very uncertain. Overall, the current evidence base is limited and uncertain. For all the details and findings of our review, we encourage you to access the full paper, and we thank you very much for the interest in our work.